I still remember the incident last quarter when our e-commerce platform experienced a massive outage during a promotional campaign, causing millions of dollars in lost revenue, and the root cause was a misconfigured OpenTelemetry collector gateway that failed to propagate trace context across our microservices, resulting in a complete lack of visibility into the failure mode. And it took our team hours to manually correlate logs and metrics to identify the issue, which was a simple mismatch between the OTel SDK auto instrumentation for Java and the custom instrumentation for our Python services. We actually had to write custom code to parse the OTel trace IDs from the logs and correlate them with the metrics from Prometheus, which was a tedious and error-prone process. And it made me realize the importance of having a unified tracing, metrics, and logging strategy across the enterprise stack, especially when you're dealing with complex distributed systems. What makes that even harder is when you have multiple teams using different languages and frameworks, and you need to ensure that the OTel SDKs are properly configured for each language, such as using the correct sampler for Java or the right exporter for Python. And that's where the OTel operator for Kubernetes comes in, which can auto-inject the OTel collector and configure the SDKs for you. I'd push back on the idea that this is just a technical problem, though it's also a cultural and organizational challenge, because you need to get all the different teams to agree on a common set of semantic conventions and schema governance for your telemetry data so that you can actually correlate traces, metrics, and logs across the entire system.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, the biggest challenge is not just getting the teams to agree on the conventions, but also ensuring that the OTel collector is properly configured to handle the volume and variety of telemetry data, especially when you're dealing with high-volume services that generate millions of spans per second. And that's where the OTel Aero protocol comes in, which provides a high-performance columnar storage format for telemetry data that can handle the scale and complexity of modern distributed systems. We actually ran into this issue when we were trying to instrument our real-time analytics pipeline, which was generating tens of millions of events per second, and the OTel collector was struggling to keep up until we switched to OTel Aero and implemented a tail-based sampling strategy that allowed us to reduce the volume of data while still maintaining the visibility into the system. And that's when we realized the importance of having a cost-effective and scalable telemetry strategy, especially when you're dealing with cloud-native services that can... The thing most teams miss about that is that it's not just about the technical configuration of the OTel collector, but also about the cost management and head sampling strategies that you need to implement to ensure that you're not overspending on telemetry data, especially when you're dealing with high-volume services that can generate enormous amounts of data. And that's where the OTel SDKs come in, which provide a set of APIs and libraries that allow you to instrument your services and control the flow of telemetry data. We actually implemented a custom cost management strategy that used a combination of head sampling and tail-based sampling to reduce the volume of data, and it ended up saving us millions of dollars in telemetry costs over the course of a year.
What makes that even harder is when you have to deal with multiple environments and clusters, and you need to ensure that the OTel collector is properly configured and deployed across all of them, which is where the OTel operator for Kubernetes comes in, which provides a set of APIs and tools that allow you to automate the deployment and configuration of the OTel collector across multiple clusters and environments. We actually use the OTel operator to automate the deployment of the OTel collector across our dev, staging, and prod environments. And it ended up saving us a huge amount of time and effort, especially when we needed to roll out new versions of the OTel SDKs or update the configuration of the OTel collector. And that's when we realized the importance of having a unified and automated deployment strategy for our telemetry infrastructure, especially when you're dealing with complex distributed systems that require high levels of visibility. And I'd push back on the idea that this is just a technical problem, though it's also a cultural and organizational challenge, because you need to get all the different teams to agree on a common set of deployment patterns, and automation strategies for the OTel collector so that you can actually ensure consistency and reliability across the entire system. And that's where the OTel SDKs come in, which provide a set of APIs and libraries that allow you to instrument your services and control the flow of telemetry data. We actually implemented a custom deployment strategy that used a combination of the OTel operator and our existing CI/CD pipelines to automate the deployment and configuration of the OTel collector. And it ended up saving us a huge amount of time and effort over the course of...
I'd like to add that another important aspect of OpenTelemetry is the correlation between traces, metrics, and logs, which is critical for understanding the behavior of complex distributed systems. And that's where the OTel SDKs come in, which provide a set of APIs and libraries that allow you to instrument your services and control the flow of telemetry data. We actually implemented a custom correlation strategy that used a combination of OTel trace IDs and log metadata to correlate traces, metrics, and logs across our system. And it ended up providing us with a huge amount of visibility and insight into the behavior of our services, especially when we needed to debug complex issues that involve multiple services and components. And that's when we realized the importance of having a unified and automated correlation strategy for our telemetry data, especially when you're dealing with complex distributed systems that require high levels of visibility and control. The thing most teams miss about that is that it's not just about the technical configuration of the OTel SDKs, but also about the cultural and organizational challenges of getting all the different teams to agree on a common set of correlation strategies and metrics so that you can actually compare and contrast the behavior of different services and components across the system. And that's where the OTel semantic conventions come in, which provide a set of standardized metrics and labels that allow you to compare and contrast the behavior of different... We actually implemented a custom set of semantic conventions that allowed us to compare and contrast the behavior of our services and components across the system. And it ended up providing us with a huge amount of insight and visibility into the behavior of our system, especially when we needed to optimize and improve the performance of our services.
One of the real-world examples that comes to mind is our experience with implementing OpenTelemetry in a microservices-based e-commerce platform, where we had to instrument multiple services written in different programming languages, including Java, Python, and Node.js, and we used the OTel SDKs to generate traces, metrics, and logs that were then sent to a centralized observability platform for analysis and visualization. We also had to deal with the challenge of correlating traces and metrics across different services, which was achieved by using the OTel correlation IDs and baggage mechanism, allowing us to track the flow of requests across the system and identify performance bottlenecks. And additionally, we used the OTel metrics API to define custom metrics that were specific to our business domain, such as order processing latency and cart abandonment rates, which provided valuable insights into the behavior of our customers and the performance of our services. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement advanced use cases such as distributed tracing, service mapping, and root cause analysis, which helped us to quickly identify and resolve issues in our system.
Another war story that I can share is from our experience with integrating OpenTelemetry with other observability tools and platforms, such as Prometheus, Grafana, and New Relic, where we had to configure the OTel exporters to send data to these tools and platforms. And we used the OTel configuration APIs to customize the export of data and metrics to these tools. We also had to deal with the challenge of scaling our OpenTelemetry deployment to handle large volumes of data and traffic, which was achieved by using the OTel distributed tracing protocol and the OTel collector, allowing us to scale our deployment horizontally and handle large volumes of data and traffic. Furthermore, we used the OTel security features, such as encryption and authentication, to ensure that our data and metrics were secure and tamper-proof. And we implemented role-based access control to restrict access to sensitive data and metrics. The integration of OpenTelemetry with other tools and platforms also enabled us to implement enterprise patterns, such as service-oriented architecture and event-driven architecture, which helped us to build a more scalable and maintainable system.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we also used OpenTelemetry to implement a centralized logging and monitoring platform, where we use the OTel logging API to collect logs from multiple services and components, and we use the OTel metrics API to collect metrics from these. We also implemented a set of custom dashboards and visualizations using Grafana and Prometheus, which provided real-time insights into the behavior of our system and the performance of our services. And we used the OTel alerting and notification features to notify our teams of issues and anomalies in the system. Additionally, we used the OTel integration with other tools and platforms, such as Kubernetes and Docker, to monitor and optimize the performance of our containerized applications. And we used the OTel security features to ensure that our containerized applications were secure and compliant with regulatory requirements. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement advanced use cases, such as anomaly detection and predictive analytics, which helped us to identify potential issues and optimize the performance of our system.
One of the advanced use cases that we implemented using OpenTelemetry was the use of machine learning and artificial intelligence to analyze and predict the behavior of our system, where we used the OTel data and metrics to train machine learning models that could predict issues. We also used the OTel integration with other tools and platforms, such as Apache Kafka and Apache Cassandra, to build a real-time data pipeline that could handle large volumes of data and traffic. And we used the OTel security features to ensure that our data pipeline was secure and tamper-proof. Furthermore, we used the OTel configuration APIs to customize the export of data and metrics to these tools and platforms. And we used the OTel distributed tracing protocol to track the flow of data and requests across the system. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement enterprise patterns, such as domain-driven design and microservices architecture, which helped us to build a more scalable and maintainable system.
In terms of security considerations, we also had to ensure that our OpenTelemetry deployment was compliant with regulatory requirements, such as GDPR and HIPAA, where we used the OTel security features such as encryption and access control to protect sensitive data and metrics. We also implemented a set of custom security policies and procedures to ensure that our OpenTelemetry deployment was secure and tamper-proof. And we used the OTel auditing and logging features to track and monitor access to sensitive data and metrics. Additionally, we used the OTel integration with other security tools and platforms, such as intrusion detection systems and security information and event management systems, to build a comprehensive security posture that could detect and respond to security threats and incidents. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement advanced use cases such as threat hunting and incident response, which helped us to identify and respond to security threats and incidents in our system.
Another area that we explored was the use of OpenTelemetry in serverless and cloud-native applications, where we used the OTel SDKs to instrument serverless functions and cloud-native services, and we used the OTel metrics API to define custom metrics that were specific to serverless and cloud-native applications. We also had to deal with the challenge of correlating traces and metrics across different serverless functions and cloud-native services, which was achieved by using the OTel correlation IDs and baggage mechanism, allowing us to track the flow of requests across the system and identify performance bottlenecks in areas for optimization. Furthermore, we used the OTel security features, such as encryption and access control, to protect sensitive data and metrics in our serverless and cloud-native applications. And we implemented role-based access control to restrict access to sensitive data and metrics. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement enterprise patterns such as event-driven architecture and function as a service, which helped us to build a more scalable and maintainable system.
We also explored the use of OpenTelemetry in IoT and edge computing applications, where we used the OTL SDKs to instrument IoT devices and edge services, and we used the OTL Metrics API to define custom metrics that were specific to our IoT and edge applications. We also had to deal with the challenge of handling large volumes of data and traffic from IoT devices and edge services, which was achieved by using the OTL Distributed Tracing Protocol and the OTL Collector, allowing us to scale our deployment horizontally and handle large. Additionally, we used the OTL security features, such as encryption and authentication, to ensure that our IoT and edge applications were secure and tamper-proof. And we implemented role-based access control to restrict access to sensitive data and metrics. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement advanced use cases such as predictive maintenance and quality control, which helped us to optimize the performance of our IoT and edge applications.
In terms of integration points, we also explored the use of OpenTelemetry with other observability tools and platforms, such as Datadog and Splunk, where we used the OTL exporters to send data and metrics to these tools and platforms. And we used the OTL configuration APIs to customize the export of data and metrics to these tools and platforms. We also had to deal with the challenge of correlating traces and metrics across different tools and platforms, which was achieved by using the OTL correlation IDs and baggage mechanism, allowing us to track the flow of requests across the system and identify performance, bottlenecks, and areas for optimization. Furthermore, we use the OTL security features, such as encryption and access control, to protect sensitive data and metrics in our observability platform, and we implemented role-based access control to restrict access to sensitive data and metrics. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement enterprise patterns such as service-oriented architecture and microservices architecture, which helped us to build a more scalable and maintainable system.
Implementing OpenTelemetry in our system also allowed us to adopt more advanced enterprise patterns, such as event-driven architecture and domain-driven design, which enabled us to build a more modular and flexible system. And we were able to achieve this by using the OTL API to instrument our code and generate telemetry data that could be used to inform our design decisions and optimize our system. We also use the OTL SDKs to implement custom instrumentation in our applications, which allowed us to capture domain-specific metrics and logs that were not covered by the standard OTL instrumentation. And we were able to use this custom telemetry data to build more detailed and accurate models of our system's behavior. The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement more advanced use cases, such as root cause analysis and anomaly detection, which allowed us to identify and troubleshoot issues more quickly and effectively, and we were able to achieve this by using the OTL data to feed machine learning models and other advanced analytics tools.
One real-world example of the benefits of OpenTelemetry is our experience with a large e-commerce platform, where we used OTL to instrument the entire stack, from the web servers to the database. And we were able to use the resulting telemetry data to identify performance, bottlenecks, and optimize the system for better scalability and reliability. We also used the OTL data to implement advanced security use cases, such as threat detection and incident response, which allowed us to identify and respond to security threats more quickly and effectively. And we were able to achieve this by using the OTL data to feed security, information, and event management systems. In terms of specific tool configurations, we used a combination of OTL collectors and exporters to send our telemetry data to a variety of backends, including Prometheus, Grafana, and Elasticsearch. And we were able to use this data to build custom dashboards and visualizations. that provided insights into our system's performance and behavior.
Another war story that comes to mind is our experience with a large financial services company where we used OpenTelemetry to instrument a complex system that involved multiple microservices and legacy applications, and we were able to use the resulting telemetry data to identify areas for optimization and improvement. We also used the OTel data to implement advanced integration points, such as API gateways and service meshes, which allowed us to build a more modular and flexible system that could be easily extended and modified. And we were able to achieve this by using the OTel API to generate telemetry data that could be used to inform our design decisions and optimize our system. In terms of security considerations, we had to deal with the challenge of protecting sensitive data and metrics in our observability platform, and we were able to achieve this by using the OTel security features, such as encryption and access control to restrict access to...
The use of OpenTelemetry also enabled us to implement more advanced security features, such as encryption and secure data transmission, which allowed us to protect our telemetry data both in transit and at rest, and we were able to achieve this by using the OTel configuration options to enable encryption and secure data transmission. We also used the OTel data to implement compliance and governance use cases, such as audit logging and regulatory reporting, which allowed us to demonstrate compliance with relevant laws and regulations. And we were able to achieve this by using the OTel data to feed compliance. In terms of future plans, we are looking to expand our use of OpenTelemetry to other areas of our system, such as our IoT and edge computing platforms, and we are exploring the use of OTel to instrument and monitor these complex systems, which will allow us to build more scalable and maintainable systems that can handle the demands of modern applications.
One of the key integration points that we are focusing on is the integration of OpenTelemetry with our existing monitoring and logging tools, such as Splunk and New Relic, which will allow us to build a more comprehensive and unified observability platform that can provide insights into our system's performance and behavior. We are also exploring the use of OpenTelemetry to instrument and monitor our serverless and cloud-native applications, which will allow us to build more scalable and maintainable systems that can handle the demands of modern applications, and we are looking to use the OTel data to inform our design decisions and optimize our system for better performance and reliability. The use of OpenTelemetry has also enabled us to adopt more advanced enterprise patterns, such as chaos engineering and continuous verification, which has allowed us to build a more resilient and reliable system that can handle the demands of modern applications. So, as we wrap up this episode on OpenTelemetry, I think there are a few key takeaways that stand out to me. Firstly, OpenTelemetry provides a unified way of instrumenting and monitoring our applications, which is crucial for building scalable and maintainable systems. Secondly, the OTel data can inform our design decisions and optimize our system for better performance and reliability. And lastly, it enables us to adopt more advanced enterprise patterns like chaos, engineering, and continuous verification.
I agree with Daniel, but I'd like to add a few more takeaways from my perspective. Firstly, OpenTelemetry helps to simplify the complexity of our enterprise stack by providing a single source of truth for traces, metrics, and logs. Secondly, it allows us to identify performance bottlenecks and areas for optimization more easily. And thirdly, it enables us to build a culture of observability within our organization, which is essential for modern applications.
I think that's a great point about building a culture of observability, Diana. However, I still think that the ability to inform design decisions and optimize system performance is the most critical aspect of OpenTelemetry.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but I have to respectfully disagree. I think the simplicity and unified approach that OpenTelemetry provides are more important. Without a single source of truth for our telemetry data, we'd be stuck in a world of siloed tools and fragmented insights.
Well, I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Diana. But either way, it's clear that OpenTelemetry is a game changer for modern applications.
Absolutely. And with that, I think we'll wrap up this episode. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you want to learn more about OpenTelemetry and how it can help your organization, be sure to check out our show notes and resources.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes and the latest trends and technologies in the world of cloud-native and serverless applications.
Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the cloud.